Take a lawyer to Washington, and she'll certainly visit the one place in the area that currently embodies justice, truth, and America. That bridge on a walking trail in the park in Vienna, Virginia, where alleged spy Robert Hansen left top-secret information for the KGB. And that's exactly what we did late one afternoon on a visit to Washington last week, a day of sun and thunderstorms. I took my family, including my spy-intrigued 7-year-old, to a trail I'd walked many times before when I lived nearby, a trail now made infamous by Hansen, who the FBI claims also picked up money and diamonds from under the bridge on the trail, his salary, they say, for selling secrets. We parked in a lot nearby and started up the path to the bridge. It's a beautiful walk through the woods, a winding path, dirt, and a few rocks scattered about on the ground. My 7-year-old urged us to come on, come on, seemingly worried that some bit of evidence might disintegrate if we dilly-dallied on the trail. After a while, we passed the spot where I recall an encounter years ago with a very normal-looking man that left me feeling very uneasy, a feeling now ratcheted up by the Hansen case, of course, and the information in the affidavit that the drops and retrievals often took place in early evening hours. But I'll never know. And then there it is, the bridge. A typical footpath bridge, so close to a road, you'd never ever choose it for a drop location in a spy novel. It's too close to civilization, too open for all to see. While my sons looked through the bridge's wooden slats at the trickle of water below, I eased my way down the bank, not very far down at all, to get a good look at the bridge's underside. I wanted to see the exact area, the exact corner where the FBI claims one of its own and the KGB exchanged secrets and cash taped to the bridge in plastic bags. It had just rained and the bridge was wet. So wet, I can't imagine tape adhering to anything down there. But there are several nooks under that corner that seem just right for a secret package. My sons came down, too, for a good look. Mossy, mucky, wet. We took some pictures and passed a dog walker who certainly knew what our adventure was all about. I left the bridge satisfied that I'd remembered the place exactly as it is. My son left feeling quite pleased that he'd seen this spot that will go down in his version of history, at least. He's also quite pleased with something he found as he walked along the path to the bridge. I wrote before about my own mystery of sorts there, a mystery that started years ago, long before the Hansen case hit the papers. I'd often walk the path in the park and find a penny or two as I walked, something that even then didn't seem quite right in this wooded nature area, something that's remained a family mystery all these years. And so it remains. Last week, along one of the straightaways to the bridge, my son, who'd heard my penny story for the first time the day before the Hansen case broke, looked down and said, almost matter-of-factly, "I found a penny." And he had, on the dirt path in the Vienna, Virginia park that holds at least two mysteries now. I'm Amy Guida.